Good morning, everyone. So the topic of today's shiur is going to be the correct bracha that a person should make when eating one slice of pizza. What bracha do you make before eating one slice of pizza? Do you make the bracha of hamotzi or do you make the bracha of mezonos? So we all know that in Maseches Brachos we find a rule called pas haba bekiste, which means that certain foods are considered snack-like foods, and even though they inherently have very similar properties to regular bread, nevertheless, because they are normally eaten as a snack, the brach is mezoinis and afterwards alamichia, but if you have the shir kviya suda, the bracha changes to hamoitzi and berachas hamazon because it naturally is something very similar to bread. And there are three categories that fall into this rule of possible because number one, if you have a dough that has pockets in it with either nuts or different spices contained within these pockets, so you have, let's say, a regular dough of bread and flour, of water and flour, and you have nuts or spices that you put in pockets in the dough, so it's naturally eaten as a snack, and therefore the bracha is a mezonos and hamichia, but if you have the shir kviya suda, the bracha changes and the bracha becomes hamoitzi and berachas hamazon. That's the first type of possible bekiste. The second type is the type of dough that is more sweet than regular dough. You put maybe meperes, you put different juices in. It's made in a very sweet way. In that case, too, it's naturally eaten as a snack, but if you have the shir kviya suda, you have the amount of it that normally would be eaten in the context of a meal. In that case, the halacha changes and the bracha becomes hamoitzi mirchas hamazon. The third category of pas haba bekisten is something that is made like bread and it has within it some water and flour. However, it's made in a hard and brittle way, such as a pretzel. So you have a pretzel. It's made similar to bread, but it has a very hard and brittle type of texture. So in that case, too, the bracha is mezonos and alamechia, but if you have the shir kviya suda, you have the amount that would be able to sustain you as a full-fledged meal, in that case, the bracha would be hamoitzi and berachas hamazon. So these are the three categories of possible bekisten. Number one, it is a regular dough, but it contains pockets of different items that are inserted, such as nuts and different spices. Category number two, it's very sweet in texture, in nature. And number three, if it's hard and brittle in texture, in that case too, the bracha initially will be mezonos and alamechia, but if you have the shir kviya suda, the bracha changes and it becomes hamoitzi and berachas hamazon. That's the halacha of pas haba bekisten. Now, based on this rule, ostensibly we would assume that if you only make a bracha before eating one slice of pizza, that bracha, l'chayra, should be mezonos, and then afterwards, alamechia, because normally people are kaiveya asuda on either two slices or three slices, but people normally are not kaiveya asuda on only one slice of pizza. And as such, we would assume that this is considered subject to the bracha of mezonos and alamechia, because it's l'chayra part of category one. It's a regular dough, but it has, let's say, pockets, even if it's not like regular pockets that you have in a knish, but it has cheese and other items that you insert into the dough. So it's similar and part of category number one, and therefore would be possible bekisten. You'd make mezonos and alamechia unless you have a shir kviya suda, which is either two or three slices, and only then you would make the bracha of hamoitzi and berachas hamazon. However, this is far from simple. And Rav Belsky was very strongly of the opinion that a person should actually make the bracha of hamoitzi before eating even one slice of pizza. Now, what was the basis of his shita? So there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch, and it's the last sif over there in Siman Kuf Samaches, where the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if a person has a dough that contains within it either meat or cheese, the bracha is hamoitzi, and subsequently the bracha is berachas hamazon. So if you have a dough that has in the dough meat or cheese, then the halacha is hamoitzi and berachas hamazon. The question is, this seems to contradict our rule. What's our rule? If you have a dough that you have other ingredients, other foods that are inserted, the halacha is that it's possible b'kisnin. The bracha initially is mezoinus and alamechia, and only if you have a shir kviya suda do you then change and make the bracha of hamoitzim b'chazamozim. This Shulchan Aruch seems to contradict this. This Shulchan Aruch seems to say that even if you have less than the shir kviya suda, the bracha is hamoitzi and b'chazamozim, seemingly in conflict with the rule that we mentioned earlier. So it's a machlekes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, how we understand this halacha. Says the Taz, it's not a contradiction. Says the Taz, when the Shulchan Aruch over there says that if there's cheese or meat in the dough, you make the bracha of hamoitzi and berachas hamazon, he's referring to a case where you actually ate a kviyas, shir kviyas suda. And a chanami, if you have less than the requisite shir, you will not recite the bracha of hamoitzi and berachas hamazon. The bracha will be mezoinus and alamechia. And when the Shulchan Aruch says that you make a bracha of hamoitzi and berachas hamazon, he's referring to a specific case where the person ate a shir kviyas suda. But it's not a stira. And accordingly, if a person would, in fact, eat only one slice of pizza, the bracha would be mezoinus and alamichia, according to the Taz, because it's part of the category of possible b'kisn. The Magen Avraham disagrees. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that no. Normally, we have a rule, possible b'kisn, if you have something in the dough, the bracha is mezoinus and alamichia. However, there's an exception to the rule. If that which is contained within the dough is something that is very substantial and is a real meal-like type of food, in that case, it has a certain significance and prominence, and the bracha automatically will be hamoitzi and berachas hamazon, even if you have less than the shir kviyas suda. And meat and cheese are such types, such foods, where we give them automatic prominence based on their similarities to meal-like type of foods, and as such, even if you have less than the shir kviyas suda, if you have a dough that has cheese and meat on it, in that case, it automatically is considered choshev, and you make the bracha of hamoitzi and berachas hamazon, even if you have less than the shir kviyas suda. That's the shita of the Magen Avraham. And the Mishnah Berurah passes like this Magen Avraham. And according to this shita, even before eating one slice of pizza, the bracha is hamoitzi and berachas hamazon. Now, how, in fact, do we paskin? Some Peskim Taka say that a person should make hamoitzi even before eating one slice of pizza. Even before eating one slice of pizza, you should make hamoitzi because the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Magen Avraham that meat or cheese is an exception to the rule, and you automatically will make hamoitzi and berachas hamazon even if you have less than the shir kviyas suda. That's how some Peskim assume. Other Peskim are more choishish for the shita of the Taz. Ravelsky said that mesafik, a person should make a regular bracha of hamoitzi on a regular piece of bread and have in mind to pater this one slice of pizza. We should, l'chatchila, try to be choishish for the shita of the Taz. That's how some places can assume. But one should keep in mind that according to the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah, even before one slice of pizza, the proper bracha is hamoitzi. That is with respect to a regular slice of pizza that is made of water and flour. What about a very sweet slice of pizza that has roiv meperis? It has mostly juices instead of the water that is mixed with the dough, with the flour, and the dough is very sweet. Does the halacha change in such a case? So there's a well-known Maharsham, and the Maharsham says that if most of the liquid that is mixed with the flour is meperis, if it's juices or something of that nature, which is sweet and not regular water, in that case, it automatically is considered something that's a mezoinus type of food. And therefore, the bracha, at least if you don't have a shir kviyas suda, will be mezoinus and alamichya. And that's, in fact, how some places can assume lemaisa. Rabbi Yashiv was choishish for this. And Rabbi Yashiv said that if you have the slice of pizza that's made roiv meperis and flour, a person would, in fact, be choishish for the shita, and you would not say a bracha of hamoitzi, rather mezoinus. Others disagreed. There's the shita of Rav Steinman Zal, who held that no, you do make the bracha of hamoitzi even if the slice of pizza contains roiv meperis. But again, this is more of a controversial type of case where you have roiv meperis together with flour. But in a regular slice of pizza that is made of water and flour. According to the Hachra of the Mishnah Berurah, the brachas Hamoitzi and Berachas Hamazon. Again, many Pesukim say, including Rav Balsi, that a person should be choishish for the other shita, and a person should rather make Hamoitzi on a regular piece of bread and patter it, and have in mind to absolve this slice of pizza from the bracha of Hamoitzi.